Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning.
How's your weekend?
It was okay. Did some resting, did some washing, and then I went to the movies on Sunday.
Oh, what'd you see?
Downton Abbey.
Good?
Yeah, I liked it. I really don't mind the old posh manor style movies.
Now tell me, do you have to have seen the series to understand the movie?
No, you can go along and watch the movie. It's pretty standalone, but you're not as endeared to the characters because obviously you know who they all are and their storylines along the way and how they got together and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, what about you?
Went to a mate's 50th. That was good.
Cool.
Recovered on Saturday and did most of my work on Sunday. So that's washing, ironing, cleaning, vacuuming, all the usual stuff.
Okay. Sounds like your weekend was a bit of pleasure and a bit of pain.
A bit of everything, actually. Now, I've never really understood the storyline of Cats. Can you let me know, please, what it's all about?
Okay. Well, being the sixth longest running West End show ever, I would say that people love it because it's amazing. So okay. Obviously the music score is by Andrew Lloyd Webber, and also it's based on T.S. Eliot's poems of Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. So basically, you know how cats have nine lives?
Right.
All the cats gather one night a year called the Jellicle Ball. They all gather and they all put their case forward as to who needs to come back as a younger, hotter cat as one of their nine lives.
Right.
So one of the old cats, Deuteronomy, gets to make the ultimate decision, and then all the cats are basically saying, me, me, pick me, pick me, and then going through their little cute introductions of who they all are, all in song, of course, and dance. So if you like that kind of thing, Platinum Entertainment, great local talent, it's coming to Mandurah Performing Arts Centre in October, and we have a double pass up for grabs right now to see Cats. Of course, memorable musical songs like Memory.
Memory.
Yes. Beautiful song. Tickets are $75 if you want to go along. Kids are $55, or win two free ones right now.
Okay, my turn to do the hard word, and today's hard word, Ali, is neophyte.
Neophyte, right.
Neophyte. Is it A, any new participant in some activity, B, a fossilised insect, or C, a person who's a little on the nose?
I'm going to go with A.
Why?
Neo, does that mean new? Fight? I don't know, player? That's how I've broken it down.
New player?
Don't know.
Yeah, well, actually, you've got it right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Well done for breaking down the word and sort of analysing it, getting it right.
Thank you.
Any new participant in some activity is a neophyte. I thought the other two were quite plausible.
B was the one that you wanted me to go for because that seemed like it was a grub, but I knew that that was made up. And then just breaking down the word, that logically made sense.
Wow.
I've done it again.
You have.
I'll try and return the favour tomorrow.
Please do.
Random facts.
Ladies, if you're looking for a man, then you need to go to California.
Say what?
Yeah, the city with the most single men per capita is in California. So head west when you get to America. The city with the highest proportion of single guys to girls can be found in Hanford, Corcoran, California. 1,859 single guys per 1,000 single ladies.
What about the other way around?
I'll give you that fact tomorrow.
Done.
And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.